Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good to be with you. I'm Bart Winkler, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. The Oklahoma City Thunder have done it. They have won the NBA Finals, beating the Indiana Pacers. It took seven, but they got it done. They were able to do it in front of their home crowd. There was a moment last night, I think it was the third quarter. The Thunder had just gone on a little bit of a run. Pacers had to call a timeout. And then the broadcast showed the shot of the crowd. And in it, we got to see Adam Silver. And Adam Silver is standing there. Like, there's, you know, when you see the commissioner in the crowd, sometimes he's in a box or he's front row or like second row, third row. He appears to be like 15th row. And there's two rows of NBA executives flanked around him, and then there's a row behind him. And he is just looking like, as the whole stadium is going crazy around him, he is just looking like, I don't know if anybody's seen the show Fringe. He looks like one of the observers. Just this guy in a suit, bald head, just there observing what's happening in this course of history. So I had this little video, because they only showed him for 4 seconds. And a bunch of people responded. His whole crew is posted up like they're the Men in Black. Let's see. This is like when you see the G-Man in Half-Life 2. Some of these references you'll know, some you won't. This is so ominous. Something ain't right about this. He always reminds me of that demon from Buffy that stole everyone's voices.
Who?
He looks like a comic book villain. This is how President Snow watched the Hunger Games. Here's somebody. It's a picture of... I don't know who that is. This doesn't sit right with me. MF'er looking worse than Mark Zuckerberg during his robot era. Soulless. It's a weird juxtaposition to the whole thing. Adam Silver, I don't think he's good. I don't enjoy his approach to this league. And there's so many things that he's doing that I don't have any idea. But what I do have an idea of is that if somebody has a complaint, he's just very terminally online, we say.
I'm offended.
Oh, people are complaining about the logos? I'll throw a logo graphic on there for one game. Oh, people are complaining about not seeing the starting lineups or the national anthem? Well, I'll get them out there. I'll acquiesce. It's Scott Foster. I mean, so on one hand, it's like, he's listening to the fans, but also that's not how it's coming across. It's coming across like he has no fortitude to make a decision. It's coming across like he is just trying to appease everyone. Basically, he seems to be in a position where 400 people give him 400 different ideas, and he's trying to say yes and appease every one of them. It's just a disjointed product right now. You got the NBA playoffs, which are happening at the same time as trades, which every other league tries to lock, but this league doesn't. Then you've got the draft literally in 2 days. So you've got that going on while this is going on. You've got an NBA in-season tournament, which is so confusing, and you have brand new courts for that, but you can't throw a finals logo on. You've homogenized the product in a way where The finals used to feel special. Now they just feel like a random game. The broadcast is terrible. Stephen A. Smith is way overexposed on these finals. You literally cannot have a conversation about the NBA finals, how we view it and digest it, without mentioning one guy, which sucks. The play-in tournament is stupid. I mean, it's all stupid. The draft lottery is no better. The new salary cap and CBA is stupid. It's like, I don't know what he's trying to accomplish. They're taking this product, and I don't think, here's something that I've been saying. I don't think we're nostalgic for 90s basketball because we're nostalgic for how basketball was played in the 90s. I think we're nostalgic for a time before social media and public opinion tried to sway what everybody's up to. You know, rings culture. LeBron's like, oh, why are people so into rings culture? Because you felt the heat for not winning a ring in Cleveland. You joined a super team because of rings culture, because you felt the heat from the internet. Adam Silver constantly is feeling the heat from the internet. Kevin Durant is trying to find, you know, whatever place is going to appease the haters the most. And he says he doesn't care, but he's always online. Oh, the trade just happened to drop as he was on stage giving an interview at some fan festival. Wow. No way. I think we just long, this NBA, it's just, they go as the wind blows. And I think I think it's disrupting the product, quite honestly. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476, as we talk about the Thunder achieving their glory. Will it be, we just took that last call, will it be a series that in 25 years we remember the Thunder right away? I thought Bill Simmons had I saw a clip of that where he was like, this might be the first finals where when I think of these playoffs, I think of a different team other than the team that won it. And a lot of times we might say that and then, you know, over time we forget about it. But how do we not remember these playoffs for every single round, the Pacers being counted out? And then having a game where they came back for a heroic shot. And then the guy that authored all those heroic shots then blows out his Achilles 7 minutes into game seven. How does all of that for that? I think that is how it gets remembered. Rather than the Thunder crunched the numbers, did the spreadsheet, made the deals, stayed under the CBA, did this. That's how I think it's remembered. Johnny is in Atlanta. Johnny, how are you, Johnny?
I feel like I got robbed.
I get it.
Congratulations to OKC, but it was set up to be an epic win. I don't know, because how Haliburton came out, he came out hot. He's like, oh, man, it's going to be a great game.
He looked the most comfortable. Some of the guys on Oklahoma City, they looked like they were playing scared. Exactly. Haliburton was like, my life is built up to this moment, and I'm going to take it on. And he had the poise. He was making the shots.
He was making the shots, the confidence. And even after that, we were still in it, but we just kept making simple mistakes. Like T.J. McCollum hurt us and helped us at the same time. Those little turnovers he had really, really hurt us hard. But guess what? He fought back and carried us too. So it was bittersweet. So I felt like we got robbed on the final. And what I was gonna say, I want to talk about. I want to talk about the Kevin Durant trade too, real quick. Give me time. I think it's the reason why Houston Rockets would never win. They was almost there, built just like OKC, but you sell a little shiny little rusty thing, and you want to go get them, and you trade up a good piece for them. So they would not do good as like they think they would, because Kevin Durant is a team killer. Everybody know it. And now, if I was the GM of the Pacers, I would go after Devin Booker, because Devin Booker don't want to be there. Keep him for a year, trade him with Haliburton, get better.
Hmm. All right, so, that'd be interesting.
Yes, because Devin Booker do not want to be in Phoenix. So let's finally get a trade package. bringing them to Indiana. We might can compete, might not, but hey, it won't hurt us because we need that score now since Halliburton's down. And when Halliburton come back, trade him for some picks. Not trade Halliburton, but trade Devin Booker. But hey, we will be back in the next 4 or 5 years.
I mean, you don't want it to take that long, but next year's kind of shot. So yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like I don't know. We don't have no draft picks. We traded away this first round draft pick for somebody named King, and we got another 2026 draft pick. So we'll see.
Well, sorry, Johnny. I did think of you last night, and I did feel bad for you.
I appreciate it. I was crying, and 7 minutes in, I was like, oh, man. It was too good to be. Yeah, I'm good.
Thanks, Johnny in Atlanta. Pacers fan. Felt like he was robbed. I get it. Just like the Suns were robbed. Now, they get Jalen Green. He's good. He's young. Dylan Brooks. Okay. The 10th pick on Wednesday, which, like, historically, for some reason, other than Paul George, all these whoever's drafted 10 is always, like, a bust. And then 5 future second-round picks. So unless Jalen Green turns out to be Shea Gilgeous-Alexander 2.0, the Suns didn't get back any of their future picks that the Rockets own. They didn't get Jabari Smith Jr. or Terry Eason or Reed Shepard or Cam Whitmore. They seem like they were rushed to get this deal done so that they could at least get a first-round pick in this draft. And Kevin Durant, you know, was kind of dictating where he was going to go, and this was the best they could do. For the Rockets, even if you're like, okay, well, we could trade Kevin Durant, but only if the price is right. Well, the price was right. I mentioned earlier that the Thunder were celebrating like a bunch of guys that went to a high school party and were drinking for the first time. Jalen Williams said that that's exactly what happened via SportsCenter.
Okay, so yeah, like yesterday was my first time drinking ever. Like I never had a drink up until that point, and the beginning of the season, I like the guys want me to drink. That's like the big thing for them. I don't know why, but I told the beginning of the year, I was like, win a championship, I'll drink. I'll do whatever you guys want. I'll drink champagne. We could do shots. So we kept getting closer during the season, and I was like, I'm going to have to drink. So I drank a little bit. I had a couple shots, champagne, I had beer. It was all disgusting. I'm going to stick to Shirley Temples. I had a lot of those yesterday and a lot of water.
Okay, so you've never drank it before. You think champagne is disgusting. You think all shots are disgusting, so you'll probably – are you never going to do it again?
I'm retired. I can't speak on the parade, though. I don't want to.
Okay, so TV.
Wow. So that's Gen Z. Look, the stats are there. Gen Z's not into it. Alcohol companies are freaking out. Gen Z is not into it. They're going with the THC drinks. They're finding other ways. They like the mocktails. Gen Z ain't having it. Jalen Williams a good example. 888-710 for ISN. Let's get to Mark. He's in California. Marky Mark.
Well, you know, I know he feels like he's been robbed, but that trade that he's talking about, that there's a reason why he's not the GM, because that would never happen in a million years. I mean, trade for Devin Booker.
Well, look, Johnny is, this is a period of grief.
Yeah.
You know, you think a lot of things. I'm
going to go out on a limb and say the Pacers don't even have the assets to trade for Devin Booker. They don't even got the assets. No one wants Nembhard. No one wants TJ McConnell. Maybe TJ McConnell. No one wants Miles Turner. Listen, no disrespect to Indiana. They had a great season, man. But the Halliburton injury, it couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Let's just be, I mean,
what the hell did you just say to me?
I'm not.
You know what? Listen, every time I see an Indiana fan, it doesn't matter if it's a woman, a child, the choking symbol's going up. Because that logo that he did, technically, I seen it on a shirt yesterday. I was like, what? They put the Halliburton choke. Some guy was walking around with the Halliburton choke sign on a T-shirt.
Yeah, well, look, I wanted Tyrese Halliburton to go 5 for 26. That's what I wanted. I wanted him to have all these big moments and then he failed on the biggest stage. I didn't want this. Just like when Aaron Rodgers got traded to the Jets. He got hurt that first game. Packer fans are laughing. That's not funny. We just got robbed of a horrible year from Rodgers. And then by the time he had a horrible year, although some stats, well, your stats are stupid. Mine are better. It was not as enjoyable.
The Packers played the Chiefs and Mahomes went down with an injury like in the second quarter. And you guys won the Super Bowl because Mahomes went down with an injury. It's like, what
I don't think you want that, because then you get doubted and then they call it a hospital ring. And I don't think you want that.
I mean, you know, they went on a 19-2 run in the third quarter. Realistically, if Halliburton plays, there's no McConnell, right? So obviously that wouldn't happen.
No, that McConnell thing still happens. It happened every game. That still happens.
Well, I'm saying, like, if he continues to play the way he was playing, listen, he was hot, 9 points in 7 minutes. But, you know, he had two or three costly turnovers in 7 minutes. And McConnell, for every good thing that he does 1,000 things negative. And listen, no disrespect to McConnell, but I'm gonna make you laugh real quick. McConnell is the type of player, okay, when you're playing basketball, the dude just runs under the basket real quick but never really shoots the ball. But McConnell shoots the ball. But the way he just runs under the basket every single play, and then when he dishes out, he has no idea who he's dishing to. He's like, where's the closest guy? And he just passes to him. Like, it's so weird. But he makes shots. Like, if he didn't make shots, he wouldn't really be anything. But, Bart, New York Knickerbockers, watch out, man. The East is wide open.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. We might not, Mark, thanks for the call. We might not get into that much tonight, but we'll talk about it at some point. And, you know, with McConnell, I don't want to be super critical, because it's not like that my form is good. His shooting form is, like, I can't believe an NBA player shoots like that. But again, my shooting form, I could barely get a strength to get a three. My golf swing, it's like very jankety. You know, I sit down when I have to go pee. You know, I'm not here to judge anybody. You know how that's like an insult for people? Like, that guy sits down to pee? Carlos, if I go into the bathroom, I sit down every time.
So do I. I don't care what anybody says about me.
Good, because I keep testing people on this, and nobody's willing to admit that they... Like, if I'm going into the bathroom, I'm sitting down either way. I'm going to look at my phone. I'm going to at least take a minute.
I'm going to enjoy
it. Maybe it's because
yeah.
I have a kid, or, you know, I want that break, but... Now, if I'm in a public... If I'm at home, I don't know. I think this would be... If we were a kooky... Zany morning show, I think we could really get a lot of run out of this. Put up our poll question, brought to you by whatever client thinks they're actually going to make money off of us before they realize that off. You know what I mean?
You're not making any change over here.
You know, the best part about radio, and I want to say this sincerely, radio advertising works. It really does. The amount of times that I've seen it work has been tremendous. I've also seen it fail. But when I've seen it fail, it's because people, either the radio people don't do a good enough job, or the expectations are way off the bat. I heard there was one time I was at this remote. We were selling phones, you know. I'm at a place and we're just like, hey, come on down, free activation fee. And I did the hit at like 10:15 in the morning, you know, on a Saturday. It gets to be like 10:25 and the manager comes over and he's like, you know, we're paying money for this. Nobody's come in yet. I go, we just went on the air. What do you think? What the hell do you think is going to happen? I'm on the air saying, come down here. We're on the edge of town. It's a Saturday morning. People like have plans. I said, you know what's going to happen is we're going to be pumping this activation fee for 2 hours. And in the next 2-3 weeks, it'll be 4 weeks out, you will get people here being like, hey, I just heard on the radio about free activation fee, and they heard it 4 weeks ago. So it will work. Radio gets results. Maybe not instantaneous that second in some cases, unless it's like call right now for free, whatever. But this was a call to action. So, you know, radio gets results. All right. There's a campaign on that.
Sure does.
Find the jingle. All right. 888-710-4ISN. We'll be right back. It is the Bart Winkler Show.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Trying to think what would be on a mixtape for you, Carlos, if I made one to curry favor with you.
Oh, just play all these rejoin songs. The music is badass.
Yeah, some of the rejoins would be on there.
You have no idea what any of these songs are.
Never heard of them in my life. I just assume they're all royalty-free bops.
Definitely not.
That you get somewhere. There is one little ditty I know that I would put on from you. This is from 1997, and the radio station that I worked at, we play this a lot. You know, if you don't have the sold inventory, you run some public service announcements, some PSAs or some promos, or we had this little jingle that we would really like to play.
Listen to the radio driving.
Are you enjoying it so far?
I've never heard of this in my life.
Oh, every small town radio station, this is what they hear in their sleep.
When you need to get your message through, people really do listen to you coming through loud and clear. No matter what you're telling,
no matter what you're selling, everyone will hear.
Radio gets results.
A message from
That's radio.
A message from Infinity Sports Network. Please, for the love of God, send us your advertisement.
And no matter where you listen, no matter where you are, radio gets results.
It does. Or digital, or whatever you're streaming.
What results is this little shenanigan gonna
killing
bring.
Time, baby.
Bart Winkler Show, you're singing not the bleh. I thought I was pretty good. I thought I sang pretty well just now. So Drew Holiday got traded. Did you guys hear about this? You see about this? You hear about this in the news, everybody? Drew Holiday got traded to the Blazers. They traded for the point guard for the second time in 3 years. Anfernee Simons. Social media and NBA fans are scratching their heads. Celtics got younger, maybe got better. The guy's making less money. They're off of Drew's deal. It's an expiring deal, and they're getting picks back. The phrase is, how do the Celtics keep on getting away with this? And what exactly are the Blazers trying to do? So Blazers get Drew Holiday. They liked him so much they traded for him twice. You probably don't know that. You probably think the Bucks just gave Drew Holiday away to the Celtics because that's what the media has tried to tell you. The Celtics will be, see, I knew it. Bucks trade Drew Holiday for Dame, and everyone's like, what? Huh? Why would you do that? it's Drew Holiday, won you a championship. And then the Celtics trade Drew Holiday, and everyone's like, oh, wow, great money-saving move. Great for the future. Brad Stevens strikes again. It's just so, it's just so predictable. And I try to call it out, and then I get yelled at. Midwest fan, you like a team that's not 30 miles from a coast? That makes you a loser. I am 30 miles from a coast. It's called the coast of Lake Michigan, because Great Lakes are superior. Pun intended. 888-710-4ISN. Greg knows all about that. Michigan's surrounded by, I think, three of them. What's up, Greg?
El Bardo, it's the warrior, Mr. Positive.
Mr.
I always say you have a great voice.
Positive.
I love it. Hey, when I take a dookie, I always sit down, and when I take a tinkle, I always stand up.
You're missing out. I'm just telling you, you are missing out. You unlock a level of comfort and laziness that you didn't think was achievable.
I echo your sentiments on the NBA, but I'm a huge fan of Stephen A. Smith, and you know why. Have you ever heard his political commentary at all? He's pretty good.
Look, the problem with Stephen A. Smith is he's overexposed by the network that's airing the finals. And they make it seem like Stephen A. Smith is bigger than the finals. And then he gets caught watching, playing solitaire during a game, and suddenly we're the idiots for making fun of him. It's too much. Stephen A. Smith, I think he's figured it out. You know, I understand his value. He's entertaining. But yeah. Is he doing more bad for sports media than Skip Bayless ever did, his former partner? It's starting to get that.
Good question. Indiana Pacers, they gave it their best shot. And I got to tell you, Alberto, you don't realize how bad Detroit Pistons want Giannis. They want the Greek, the freak. They've been talking about him all day with Ooh. Ivy, with Cunningham. The affiliate here in 97.1, they brought him up. They think some people think he's on his way down. But
what?
Yeah, right. Some people say that. And my Warriors.
You call into these shows?
No. I only call into the El Bardo and a couple.
Well, somehow I need the message to get across that they need to knock it off. They're being real stupid, and they need to talk to me.
Mr. Positive will definitely tell them. And El Bardo, yeah, they think it would. He would be great. Would
well, yeah, of course he would be great.
Give him up?
What are you giving up? What are the Pistons giving up? What did they propose? Probably something 40 cents on the dollar.
Right.
What did they propose?
Jaden Ivey. They bring up Jaden Ivey and a couple others.
Geez. Bucks are going to get wow. If the Bucks are going to get your fourth point guard, what are you okay? Jaden Ivey and how about Ron Holland? We give him Jaden Ivey. Okay, yeah. we give him Ron Holland, and we give him like a couple of seconds. They do it in no time. Knock this stuff off, man.
I will tell them, El Bardo, and thanks for taking my call, and all my Winkler Warriors. Go for your dreams. Yo.
Look, and I was just about to go to the casino and put some money down on the Detroit Pistons to win the championship. I S you not. I tweeted about it last night. 2026 title odds already out. Thunder plus 240. Cavs plus 700. Knicks plus 750. You know, the first team I looked at the Detroit Pistons. And I see them sitting there at plus 6,500. And I think, ooh. I like them odds. Plus 6,500. 65-1 for the Pistons in a wide open East as they just got better by 28 some games. I think that's a sexy kind of little number there. I'd throw 10 down on that. I might even throw 100 down on that. 10 different times. I meant 10 different. Yeah, sorry to get all worked up, but now that I know that Detroit radio was, I mean, whatever. You can fanfic all you want. I don't know.
We're not Detroit!
Well, Desmond Bane. Well, the Magic, see, the Magic, they're taking this opportunity. I'll tell you exactly how this went down. This is how it goes down. Okay. Hey, it's Bart Winkler, Detroit's number one show. Yeah, it's great to be here in Michigan. Another beautiful day. Oh, it's a hot one in Michigan today. So now the trading season's over. We saw that Durant went for 3 cents on the dollar, and we saw that Desmond Bane went for 5 first-round picks. And the East is pretty wide open, so I think this is a great opportunity. You know, the Bucks, they'd be doing the Pistons a favor, you know? The Bucks, they don't have any business for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Antetokounmpo, yeah, how do you spell that? A-T-N-T-N-T-A. Oh, we'll learn when he comes over here. Well, what do we give up? Oh, I don't know, Jaden Ivey and Ron Holland. Yeah. Tobias Harris, maybe? You think they'll take that? They'd be stupid not to. I mean, they're not going to win with him anymore. And John Horst, he's their GM. He used to be here. He'll probably do us a favor. Oh, yeah, we're cool. Also, the Lions are probably going to, you know, only win 9 games and lose in the first round. And scene. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. If I have an Achilles heel of my own, if you want to knock me off of my, you know, just mention somebody trading for Giannis, and I will just lose it. Let's get an update, and we'll return shortly. More from you, but first, Marco Belletti.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of 2 World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I'm Bart Winkler. Alongside is Carlos Ortiz. You just heard from Marco Belletti. Big news of the night. Jrue Holiday is off to the Blazers. Anthony Simons to the Celtics. They get younger. They get an expiring contract. They get some picks back. Okay. Some teams just get what they want. It's like the NBA just says, you know, if you're making a deal with this team, be it the Celtics or Lakers, you gotta make sure that they win the trade. You gotta make sure that they get the better end of the deal, that they get things that are more favorable, that they can move heavy contracts for expiring, especially because they, you know, it's the Celtics. It's the Celtics. They've won 18. The Lakers, they've won 17. They've won, you know, almost half of the titles in NBA history, even though the Celtics did it a lot when there were only 9 teams in the league. But that's not, that's whatever. Whatever. Kevin Durant traded yesterday. Still have not fully broken down. I have so many details to break down about that trade for you. But we'll get there. We will get there. Billy Ray is Oceanside. Billy Ray.
What it do, Wonder Bread? What it do? How you been?
I've been good, Billy Ray. What's happening?
Oh, chill, man. What you do on Juneteenth? Anything special?
We went to Chicago to watch the Brewers take on the Cubs with my kid, and we went with a couple of families, and then we went out to eat, and we had a good time.
I love that, man. Why, you should have called me up. I would have set you up with some of my family and friends over on 129 the Convent, and you could have hung out. Why don't you give Billy Ray a call?
I think I should have done that.
Next time, man, like I told you, I'm going to come visit you. Where's the respect? You got to come visit me. But that's all right. It's all right. Yeah. You know, listen, first of all, you want to talk about Game 7 of Stephen Smith, man. I know it's been a while. You tell me.
You know what, Billy Ray? I think on a night like this, I'll give you both spins.
You know what? That's great. I want to talk about them spins and then one thing about life, man, because we ain't been on the phone for a while. Now, listen, man, it's just good to hear you giggle. Check it. Do you think that how much influence you think the refs had on the game last night from a scale of 1 to 10? Then let's move on.
Four.
I respect that. I respect that. I felt like more like a 6, but I see where you're coming from. We on the same page as always, Wonder Bread. Now check it. We done on that. Stephen A. Smith, he say a few big words like he from the school of hard knocks when he wouldn't last 5 minutes on the block Billy Ray grew up on, and he made a career out of it. Don't keep playing solitaire. Look at all them professional fools who got playing with something else on all them Zoom calls during COVID or whatever.
This Stephen A. Smith playing solitaire thing, like, I think some people are like, oh, what's the big... We can't let this pass. We can't let this pass. We need to run in this guy's face. He cannot be doing that during the game.
Listen, I know people have problems with the cake boy. I got problems with him. But he's made a career out of being someone he not, which brings me to a question I'd like to ask you before I talk about life with you. Bart, will you think you, it's easy to say it, but you think you ever sell out in some way to make a character out yourself, that you can get some more attention, maybe make some more money?
I think in many ways I may have already sold out. I think that if I wasn't, you know, worried about keeping the job or staying employed, that I would probably say a lot of things I think I would say some more things about some other things that are going on in the world.
They just won't be heard by so many people. Maybe you have to do it on a podcast.
I think you can sell out by saying some things for money, and I think you can sell out by being afraid to say some things, to not want to lose the money.
Well, I respect and agree with that, and it just gave me an idea that I want you to let marinate. You don't got to answer about it right now. But what if Billy Ray and Bart started their own podcast? We can say whatever we want, man.
Yeah, I think it would need to be financially viable for me to go all in before I could really.
We don't even need Carlos. We don't got to pay that. You know, we don't got to pay that salary.
Well, he'll do it for
Carlos. Now, I know that. Now, listen, let's talk about life for a minute. All this crazy stuff going on, you know, it all start with Jesus. And let me say this. We all want Jesus to come back for our sins because Billy Ray done sinned a lot already. He gonna sin again. You know,
Lord,
man?
So
the world done gone crazy. That's right. Everyone protesting in the streets these days. They hate Trump this, Trump that. Why everybody got to be red or blue? Because where Billy Ray come from, red meant you was a blood, blue meant you was a crip, but all of us brothers were red, white, and blue. So check it. This is what I want to say, Bart. This is what I'm thinking. If the government, if they just sent some people from 129 and Convent with some of them brothers I met here on the West Coast up on Crenshaw Mafia, where I was last night before we went to the Wu-Tang Clan, send us over to Israel with a couple of MAC-10s who four clips on the hips. We'll make sure the chosen people take over the entire territory like Aaron Rodgers did for Green Bay in 2011. Well, damn. What you think?
I think that I'm glad you got the opportunity to broadcast those thoughts.
I didn't mean to do it in that way. I just wanted to talk about life with you, Bar.
That's good. That's good. I do got to let you go, though.
All right. Fair enough. We talk another time.
All right. Billy Ray, Oceanside, and I'm selling out again.
Billy Ray know how to use a gun.
Carlos, you really are on top of it.
I've been waiting to use that one for like 2 weeks. Where the hell have you been, man? Keep calling.
You really are on top of things.
Billy Ray know how to use a gun.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. I gave you the soundbite from Jalen Williams a moment ago, where he said last night was the first night he ever drank. Very poignant young man. And I think he gives an answer. This is from Scott Van Pelt last night. I wanted to find a place at some point to play this. And you can tell in this soundbite, like, oh, yeah. He's got all his brain cells. Alcohol did not destroy any of them because there's a very... The answer blew Scott Van Pelt away last night on ESPN.
What has been most satisfying that you gave this team along the way? That when you look back on it, when you're old and washed like me, you're like, you know, I did that. Is there one thing that you'll take great satisfaction in from this run?
Nothing's more precious than time, I think. And I think when...
That's so true, man.
Just giving the team my time and them giving me theirs. We've had team dinners after we've lost. We've had plane don't take off till 4 a.m. and we sit on the runway. Like, all those, like, cool times where we were present with each other and, like, had fun, played Blu-ray on the plane, Uno, listen to music together. Like, all that stuff, I'm happy that I did that with this team. I think that's why we were so good. Like, all the off-the-court stuff is stuff that I remember, and when it comes to, like, time, it's like, yeah, just spending extra hours with each other. Like, me and Chet used to, like, go in the hotel and, like, watch film on, like, our pick and rolls when he was coming back. Like, that's the stuff I remember from this run more than, like, I can't even remember what happened our last series. So it's like, those are always moments that stick out to me.
Well, you shared your time with me throughout this, and for that I'm grateful. I enjoyed a chance to get to know you a little bit, and I look forward to doing it again somewhere down the road.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Isn't that a nice moment? See? Isn't it nice to get to know more about these guys? Isn't it nice to learn more about who Jalen Williams is? We watch him for 28 games in the postseason. What was it, 23-4? Let's like learn about these guys along the way. We need better halftime features, not five guys screaming on top of each other. Just the broadcast could be so much better. I really think the TV broadcast did more harm than good. A complete net negative on the finals. Because Adam Silver just lets everybody say whatever they want and jersey swap this guy there and scream about Memphis here and play solitaire over there. I'm like, if I'm Adam Silver, Stephen A. Smith, guy plays solitaire and says, I'm bigger than basketball. Go. I'm sick of, what are we watching him? I'm so upset about so many trivial things. It is not good for me. Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.